It's called the Valley Camp. And no, it's not a campground, and no, it's not in a valley. But that's the name, and it's one of the biggest draws here. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. If you come to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, you'll find one large boat that today sits still. It's called the Valley Camp, launched on July 14, 1917.
She was then built and sailed for 49 years, was decommissioned in 66, and purchased then in 68 by the Sault Historic Site.
Paul Sabrin is the curator of the Sault Historic Sites, which includes the ship Valley Camp.
There were hundreds and hundreds of those particular ships that were cruising up and down the river. They were coal-fired, triple expansion steam engine in this particular case. In this one here, she would carry coal.
It took a relatively small crew for a ship that measured about 500 feet by 60 feet.
There were 31 of them, and basically they worked around the clock. It was a 4 hour on, 8 hours off, and the captain had the assistance of the first, second, and third mate that would then relieve him.
The run for this ship was constant. The freight was usually the same, and the ports varied but little.
They would go at the west end of Lake Superior, pick up in Duluth or Superior or Two Harbors, and then go down to the lower lakes where they would drop their load of coal.
The ship was always on the go, for a ship sitting in port is one that's not making money.
In 1 year, from March 25th to about mid-December, they would do in excess of about 25 to 30 trips. It would be continuous.
The Valley Camp is now moored in the shadow of much bigger and faster ships passing here, but has a valuable story to tell. Traveling the countryside in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.